Scott Ritter is the former UN weapons inspector in Iraq. He opposed the U.S. war and was among the first to declare the U.S. was lying when it said Iraq possessed nuclear weapons. Ritter spoke with WBAI on Friday.
This is very dangerous ground. This is why you'd like to have a president who is who has a solid ground in understanding the Constitution and the separations of powers and the role of Congress and the role of the president. To irresponsibly manufacture a crisis, as the president appears to be doing, and then to call it a national emergency so that he can run an endgame around Congress is something that might be legally proper. And again, it's not constitutionally proper. It's legally proper because the Congress of the United States abrogated its duties and responsibilities years ago, back in the 1970s, when it allowed this sort of in run to take place. It's the same thing they've done with the War Powers Act. They've abrogated their duties and responsibilities to declare war, pushing power into the executive. Both sides are just rotten to the core, and they're doing bad things for the country. And then what happens when Congress punts? The executive steps in. And, that's not how America was designed to work. We weren't designed to have an executive that acts as a dictator. And yet, if the president goes forward with this wall the way he appears to do, he will be assuming dictatorial-like powers. And this is a very dangerous thing. I wish Congress would understand. I just got a book out. It's called Deal Breaker, Donald Trump and the Unmaking of the Iran Nuclear Agreement. And it pretty much highlights some of the irresponsible actions by this president in pulling out of the Iran nuclear agreement and isolating the United States with the rest of the world and undoing the principles of disarmament and nonproliferation he claims to embrace. It's a book that I think personifies this president's poor thinking process when it comes to the national security of the United States of America.
And what could happen? What's the worst case scenario with Iran now that the president's pulled out of that deal?
Well, the worst case scenario is exactly what's happening. The Iran nuclear agreement, put forward the premise that Iran does not have a nuclear weapons program today, and that worst case scenario, it would take Iran at least a year to produce the fissile material necessary to produce a nuclear weapon, and that would buy us time to respond. This also meant that the United States, for the first time in a long time, would be joining the world in engaging with Iran diplomatically to try and modify behavior that we find to be malign in the region. It was the beginning of a process of bringing Iran back into the international community of nations and bringing stability into a very dangerous yet critically important part of the world, that being the Middle East. The president, by withdrawing from the Iran nuclear agreement, has undone that entire process, and now we see his Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, running around building up the threat of Iran, creating a case for war. We've seen this scenario before. It was back in the 1990s and early 2000s when, a different set of administrations, first the Clinton administration, then the administration of George W. Bush, hyped up the threat of Saddam Hussein's Iraq and weapons of mass destruction that ended up not being there, in order to go to a war that not only did we not win, yes, we got rid of Saddam, but we did not prevail. Iran emerged as the dominant power in Iraq, not us. But it also created instability throughout the entire Middle East. The Middle East is just now beginning to recover from that disaster, and now we're getting ready to thrust it into yet another American-made disaster by potentially going to war with Iran over a premise, that is, it is producing nuclear weapons, that is simply demonstrably false. This is a very dangerous situation.
That's what ties into the whole thing on the wall, the made-up crisis.
Absolutely. It's an absolute manufactured crisis. Iran is not a threat to the region. In fact, many of the things that we accuse Iran of doing, such as being involved in Syria, being involved in Iraq, being involved in Afghanistan, only have occurred because we invaded Iraq to begin with, that we went in and we pulled the thread on the material that was holding the Middle East together. And when the Middle East collapsed, we're surprised that because we didn't have a plan to deal with this collapse, Iran moved into the vacuum, to stabilize the region so that it was not surrounded by unstable, hostile countries. Iran is doing nothing wrong. They're doing what they need to do to keep the region that they live in, they reside in, stable for their security interests. We sometimes, as Americans, lose sight of the fact that, we have to travel thousands of miles to get to the Middle East. All Iran has to do is step over a border, and they're right in the middle of a hotspot. It's in their interest to resolve these issues in a manner that, incurs stability for them.
Putin, what's your opinion on the relationship between Trump and Putin?
The transcripts of telephone calls between Bill Clinton and Boris Yeltsin, where Yeltsin is treated like a child. This is the leader of a nation treated like a child. He begs for American help, and Clinton treats him like a child. The last 2 years, Putin is notated on the transcript as being somebody present while Yeltsin debased himself and debased his country. So when Putin took over, he basically promised the Russian people that this will never happen again. Russia will never sell its soul. And then he had to sit there and watch as George W. Bush withdrew from arms control treaties, as both Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, worked to expand NATO to Russian borders, something that we had promised we weren't going to do. And he said enough is enough. The final straw came when the United States interfered in his election, his bid for re-election. So there's a lot of hostility there between Putin and the United States. No love lost. So when a presidential candidate, in this case Donald Trump, runs on a platform that says, hey, I want to improve relations, and his opponent is Hillary Rodham Clinton, who was responsible for interfering in Russian elections when Putin was running for re-election in 2012, logic and common sense says that Russia will want the one person who says they want to have good relations to be president of the United States. There's no doubt that the Trump campaign is not your classic American campaign. There may have been corruption involved. There may have been money involved. There may have been, Russian intelligence agents working from behind the scenes involved. This will all be, spelled out, hopefully, when the Mueller investigation runs its course. But it should not come as a surprise to anyone.
Nuclear modernization, $1.5 trillion. Trump just added half a trillion to it. Does America, does the world need nuclear modernization?
America does not need nuclear weapons, and the world does not need nuclear weapons. I think anybody who has studied nuclear weapons and the role of nuclear weapons throughout history understands that these weapons can never be used, should never be used. The problem with building a weapon that should never be used is once you build it, there is a temptation to use it. And we saw this when the Cold War ended, where the United States walked away from the notion of deeper nuclear cuts and instead reinvented criteria for the employment of nuclear weapons, so that today we have a nuclear strategy that says we can use nuclear weapons preemptively in a non-nuclear environment. Heck, we even say that if you attack us with cyber weapons, we can use nuclear weapons in retaliation. This is a very dangerous thing, especially when you take into account that you have nations such as Russia and China who have nuclear arsenals that are capable of wiping the United States off the face of the earth. This is not a joke. This is not a game. This is a real threat to the to the existential existence of America and the world.
Scott Ritter is the former UN weapons inspector in Iraq. He opposed the U.S. war and was among the first to declare the U.S. was lying when it said Iraq possessed nuclear weapons. Ritter spoke with WBAI on Friday.